Hello, welcome to the Friday, February 26, 2016 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Juniper Cisco, today it's Palo Alto's turn at a critical remote code execution vulnerability in firewall or VPN devices. There are five total vulnerabilities that are being fixed in Palo Alto's latest patch. Two of them allow unauthenticated remote code execution. The first one is an unauthenticated buffer overflow in the Global Protect SSL VPN interface. Now, in order to trigger that, you have to be able to reach the VPN web interface, but then again, that's why you use VPNs for. You want people from untrusted networks to connect back to internal resources. So really not that easy to protect that. The second one is a bit easier to protect against. That only affects the management web interface. So the management web interface, of course, you can limit access to easier only really, hosts from within your network should have access to that management web interface, and with that at least you can reduce the likelihood of an exploit somewhat. So if you have a Palo Alto device, in particular if you're using the SSL VPN functionality, then please patch as soon as possible. This particular vulnerability was found by a researcher in Germany, and this researcher announced that he will discuss details of the vulnerability at a conference on March 16th. So pretty much you have to patch this within the next 2 weeks in order to have it ready once details are announced and likely exploits are going to be released. And talking about patches, OpenSSL pre-announced a patch for March 1st, only a severity of high, which usually means there's no remote code execution or things like that involved. So wouldn't sweat it, but pay attention what exactly they'll release on March 1st. And Google now is offering free DDoS protection to news or independent media sites, election information websites, and human rights organizations. In order to be protected by the service, you have to apply for it. And then if you are going to be selected, essentially Google is playing proxy for your traffic and filtering DDoS traffic. A little bit like Cloudflare. Cloudflare, of course, always had a free service for everybody. But the assumption here is that Project Shield, as Google calls it, will provide a somewhat enhanced denial of service protection compared to the free Cloudflare service. An industrial control system, CERT, published a report with the result of their investigation into the Ukrainian power outage. If you remember, on December 23rd, about 200,000 customers in the Ukraine lost power due to what then turned out to be an attack against the control systems of not just one, but three different power companies. The report is pretty brief, but has some interesting details. Like, for example, they did not just shut down the PCs that controlled these power stations, but they also actively, for example, affected UPSs that ran some of the remote management interfaces. Interesting details here in this, based on a team that actually went to the Ukraine and conducted interviews and looked at some of the evidence. By the way, we will cover some of this at our RSA panel next Tuesday, so attend that if you would like to know more. And Mark Asante actually was over there as well as part of the team that conducted these interviews. And then just an update on our Raspberry Pi Pi project. We do have actually a good number of beta testers and got some real good feedback and ironed out a good number of bugs. Just as a reminder, if you do have a spare Raspberry Pi sitting in a closet somewhere, you can turn it pretty easily now into the Shield sensor. At this point, it will report firewall logs and also act as an SSH honeypot with Kauri. Now, we are going to expand that further, but it's really at a stage now where I think it's somewhat reliable. Also, I do have a couple of free Raspberry Pis to give away to people who would like to participate. If you don't have your own, I will post a link to a little survey in the show notes where I'm trying to pick the best targets. The main goal is really to diversify our submitter bases. So it's not just that we are looking for very large networks or small ones, really for the right mix kind of. One little restriction on the giveaway, it has to be handed over in person. I want to talk to the person that's going to use it. So you have to be able to meet me at any of the events I'm going to visit in the next few weeks. Of course, RSA, I'll be in Munich, I'll be in Orlando. So those are some of the locations where we could meet up. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again on Monday. Bye.